Infernal Salutations, and welcome to the Mockumentary with your host, Draconis. Winter Solstice, 43 Anno Saturnus. On this longest night of the year, as storms swirl and demon winds whirl, the Krampi have come forth from secret abyssal caverns, flames in their eyes roaming free across the frosted land, bestial harbingers of the winter season. The warmth of their breath is as hellfire upon Yuletide candles and fireplaces, igniting multi-sensory celebrations in the flickering darkness. The sublime scents of evocative confections linger sweetly in the air, indulging in rich nectars and carnal delights. As the invigorating chills course through valleys and plains, may the flames of Hades warm you and yours on this infernally blessed solstice. of frost. Winter's shroud unfurled by dark winds swirl, banshees wail with moan of gale, life's breath, a ghostly mist, rise from the fires of the Hellmouth. Wolfen howls from snow-capped peaks, runs red from the bestial feast. Perked flesh blush in the cold, the flames of passion will unfold. Skeleton trees, stalactites gleam, Belial's face an abyss of steam. The white-veiled frost dream, a painting yet to be seen. A world lay still beneath the gaze, the timeless portraits in the haze. Secrets hidden in the maze reveal themselves by light of day. Yet in the earth some will stay, arising forth when they may. The frost returns with the breeze, growing steady to a freeze. Hail, Satan, sleet and snow, paradise of northern flow. Ravens squawk upon the boughs, speaking words of mental prose. Snowflakes frame their unique grace, purifying Terra's face.
What's this? What's this? There's color everywhere. What's this? There's white things in the air. What's this? I can't believe my eyes. I must be dreaming. Wake up, Jack. This isn't fair. What's this? What's this? What's this? There's something very wrong. What's this? There's people singing songs. What's this? The streets are lined with little creatures laughing. Everybody seems so happy. Have I possibly gone daffy? What is this? What's this? There's children throwing snowballs instead of throwing heads. They're busy building toys and absolutely no one's dead. There's frost in every window. Oh, I can't believe my eyes. And in my bones I feel the warmth that's coming from inside. Oh, look, what's this? The hanging mistletoe. They kiss? Why, that looks so unique. Inspired! They're gathering around to hear his story. Roasting chestnuts on a fire. What's this? What's this? In here, they've got a little tree. How queer! And who would ever think? And why? They're covering it with tiny little things. They've got electric lights on strings, and there's a smile in everyone. So now correct me if I'm wrong. This looks like fun, this looks like fun. Oh, could it be I got my wish? What's this? Oh my, what now? The children are asleep. But look, there's nothing underneath. No ghouls, no witches here to scream and scare them or ensnare them. Only little cozy things secure inside their dreamland. What's this? The monsters are all missing and the nightmares can't be found. And in their place there seems to be good feeling all around. Instead of screams, I swear I can hear music in the air. The smell of cakes and pies are absolutely everywhere. The sights, the sounds, they're everywhere and all around. I've never felt so good before. This empty place inside of me is filling up. I simply cannot get enough. I want it, oh I want it, oh I want it for my own. I've got to know, it is this place that I am found. What is this? Christmas Town?
Krampusnacht. On Krampusnacht, the Krampus comes forth, ringing thine bell, from out of the darkness, resounding from hell. Displaying thy rictus, switchel in hand, a demonic vision now walks the land on Krampusnacht. Krampi of every shape, color, and size, a devil's procession, Yule fire aglow in their eyes. A messenger of nightmarish fame, this bearded beast with horned crown mane on Krampusnacht. Villagers cower with whispered prayers, fearsome shadows cast with dusk to bring the night. Torches aflame with scent of brimstone's pyre, and some will vanish into thy black embrace. A thorny gash, a scion of wire on Krampusnacht.
Thank you. There'll be no Father Christmas, cause it's evil's holiday.
Satan Claus. On the longest night of the year, filled with joy and solstice cheer, hell flames aglow in the fireplace pit, casts dancing specters and faces and wit, sights and sounds of evocative bane, visions of devils and demons to stay. The rain and the snow and the sleet and the hail, wishes are whispered upon the ice gale. A presence draws nearer, a lingering friend, a shadow reflection through gates I did send. Eyes in wide wonder at the flickering light, when what to behold, what is in sight? But a puff in the air which flashes midnight. There he stands proudly in black and in red, his Satan Claus smiling with horns, hooves, and fangs. A shiny black beard he twirls with delight, with eyes of black coal burning with might. And what by the Baphomets throned as he lay, but carnal confections and philtres with May? Gifts wrapped in opal and ruby and gem, to bring forth indulgence and pleasure and play. He uplifts the cornu, echoing forth with the Hail Satan and a Happy Yuletide. Old Mick swirls his cloak into a nine. In darkness he goes until the next time.
To the sky, way up on high, there in the night, stars on a ride, beyond the past, now then at last, prison walls break, gold ones away, they will return, mankind will learn, new kinds of fear, when they are here,
they will reclaim, all in their name, hopes turn to black, when they come back,
ignorant fools, mankind now rules, where they will think, it's this again, stars perfectly falling, boiling and churning, food of returning, season of doom, scary, 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 scary solstice, very, very, very scary solstice, up from the sea, from underground, down from the sky, they're all around, they will return, stars on a right, beyond the past, now then at last, prison walls break, old ones awake,
madness will reign, terror and pain, woes without end, where they extend,
people of fools, men by the rules,
where they look in, blessedness against, stars badly burning, calling and churning, load of returning, season of doom,
scary, 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 scary solstice, very, very, very scary solstice, up on the sea, down on the ground, down on the sky, they're all around,
up to the sky, way up on high, there in the night, stars now are right,
time.
Christmas Evil. Written and directed by Lewis Jackson, starring Brandon Maggart, Jeffrey DeMunn, Dwayne Hill, Andy Fenwick, Brian Neville, Joe Jimrock. Genre, horror. A delightful little Christmas tale about a maniac turned Santa Claus who's go forth to avenge the wrongs done to him and to preserve the wholesomeness of this cultural holiday, but whose mission goes awry along the way. Harry is traumatized as a young child when he hurriedly and expectantly runs down to the living room to see old Saint Nick, gently placing presents by the tree. But what does he see but apparently dear Santa is having marital activities with his mother. Turns out that Santa was actually his father, but this creates a psychosis nonetheless, which he carries with him into adulthood, feeling deeply offended when a toy factory co-worker lambasts the holiday and the character of Santa Claus as well as himself, being the butt of jokes and the company scapegoat. His pastime the rest of the year includes spying on children with binoculars and keeping a list of all the good and bad girls and boys, about which he actually keeps a journal called, not surprisingly, Good and Naughty Girls and Boys. One day near Christmas, he reaches his tolerance level, dons the beard and red suit, and sets out to become the veritable personification of Christmas. He also paints a sleigh on his white van, steals bagfuls of toys from the assembly room, and goes on his way to deliver toys to the needy at a nearby children's hospital, and is met with enthusiasm by the resident nurses and orderlies after getting past a reluctant security guard, that is. Later that night, which proves to be the key scene in the film, he drives up to a church and awaits the congregants to emerge, and when they do, he is treated with ridicule, to which he stabs one through the eye with a toy soldier's bayonet, and candy cane axes another, after which he speeds off into the night. Subsequently, he passes by the company party and is spotted by a couple of revelers who pull him into the celebration. He eventually assumes character, uttering a hearty Merry Christmas to the sounds of applause by all present, and proceeds to join in the festivities with dance and song. Another notable scene occurs herein when, just before leaving, he points at the exuberant children, advising them to be good, listen to their parents, and study hard, to which he will bestow them presents every year. But if they are naughty, he will bring them something horrible. He then bells another Merry Christmas and takes his leave amidst the visibly disturbed parents. The police are alerted to the earlier evening's massacre and go about searching for this killer, Santa lining up various Kringles for witnesses and broadcasting the bad tidings of discomfort and fear on the news. He is spotted later on and a mob forms to capture him, but is at first protected by some neighborhood children, fending them off until he makes his escape in his sleigh van to his brother's house, with whom he has had an ongoing animosity with. Feelings of harbored resentment surface as Harry is strangled into unconsciousness and placed back in his van. He awakens and slugs him one before screeching off again. The first hour is rather slow and perhaps even laborious, so he may wish to catch the second hour or skip ahead when he begins actualizing his dimension and mirror. In the end, a very surprising conclusion in which Harry finally receives his heartfelt wish. This is not the typical movie in the common sense of the word, both in his method of operation and the fate of the character. It might have been a bit of an overkill, but he did actually rid the world and himself of rotten antagonists against his person and what he believes in the cinematic fictional sense. The punishments were justified as well as being poetic. Harry was a tortured soul who righted the wrongs done against him, although stepping over the line, considering the theme of the holiday. There was also no glaring dualism herein, no grand good versus evil scenario, but focused instead on one man's deadly obsession, who actually succeeds in his final endeavor, which actually proved to be a rather charming scene.
Come, they told me.
Santa Claus, 1959 CE, directed by Ken Smith, K. Gordon Murray, starring Jose Elias Moreno. As Santa Claus, Zero Quesada as Purgacito or Tom Thumb, Jose Aguirre, a.k.a. Trotsky, El Diablo, Pitch, the Devil. An interesting mixture of mythologies run throughout this film, where a decidedly pagan Santa Claus, as it were, is in cahoots with Merlin and fly about in a spaceship. If you look closely, one can even detect a very pentagram-like star in a prominent position in his laboratory. The reason why Santa can travel to all the homes on his schedule on one night is compliments of Merlin's magic dust, which Claus carries with him in a bag attached to his sleigh. A devil named Pitch attempts to thwart Kringle's efforts at every turn. His most impressive effort, when he appears to a man in a dream and whispers into his ear that the house is on fire, precisely when Santa is roaming about the house. So he unleashes his vicious dog to run him up a tree, where he remains for the better part of the night, while Pitch laughs maniacally. Santa cannot escape therefrom because Pitch had previously cut a hole through the magic dust bag. Stereotypically, the Lokian Pitch presents a remarkable appearance, completely red with large horns, tail, pitchfork, and pointed ears. As he stalks throughout the evening, causing mischief where he may, materializing in a sulphurous plume. A poverty-stricken single mother and her little girl are in danger of not receiving anything for Christmas, so the major part of the plot revolves around Santa being able to get to her to fulfill her wishes. Paradoxically, the only reference to Christianity is in her prayers, although it is Santa that answers her materialistic pleas. This film is more or less an underground classic, probably because of the replete occult references which runs in the face of the typical tales of a so-called jolly old elf. Although through some simple research, one will discover the pagan archetypal origins of this legend, which remains a cultural alternative to the Judeo-Christian mythology, surely a quirky fairy tale, yet quite amusing for what it is. sit well, and take that which tempts whenever you can. Hail Satan, and pleasant nightmares. So it is done.